waking you up.
Joining us now from his amazing performance at the Olympics, everybody, it's Greg Rutherford!
Fanfare there for you, Greg.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you guys?
We're good. I have to say, I saw you get your medal and the tears in your eyes. And because you had to wait, didn't you? How long did you have to wait?
Well, going on for 24 hours.
That's too long.
The worst thing about that was I had to do a load of media stuff yesterday morning, and everybody keeps going, "Oh, get your medal out. Let's have a look. I want to see it." And then photo opportunities and everything else. And I have to say, tomorrow?
Did you dream that you went up to accept your medal with no clothes on?
No, it'd be a slightly strange dream, I guess. But no, luckily...
That's weird, because Natalie did.
No, I just wondered in the kind of, you know, whether you had a sleepless night, maybe that was... Anyway, moving on, I wasn't trying to be...
I did have a sleepless night, but that was just purely, I think the adrenaline was still rushing through my veins, and I was just completely unable to switch off. So I did spend the night staring at the ceiling. About 5:30 in the morning, I admitted defeat, got up and went for a walk around the village, had a little bit to eat, and then got on with my day. So... Last night I got about 6 hours, and I'm feeling slightly more refreshed today.
Sleep is for losers. You know, you don't need to worry about sleep. Now, you do know that there's been two gold postboxes painted in your honour in Milton Keynes, and it's upset people in Bletchley.
Oh, is it really? Oh, dear.
How do you feel about this?
That's a concern, I guess. I kind of Bletchley revolting.
Would you like another one in Bletchley?
Of course, yeah.
Because, Greg, what we're basically saying is we do go past B&Q on the way home.
Yeah.
We can quickly paint one and make it look really good, and we'll tart it all up, make it look nice.
Might as well turn them all gold. They look a bit better than the red, I think.
Absolutely. That's true. I mean, you're the first Brit to do this in so many years.
Let's just do everyone.
Greg, how did you do it? I mean, it's been such a long time, and we've seen this sport dominated by the Americans for years, and then you've turned up, home Olympics, pressure's on, and you do that sort of distance. How?
I think I just used it as a great sort of opportunity more than anything. I mean, having a home Olympics is once in a lifetime, and I kept saying going into it, I'm going to use it as an advantage. And having a home crowd was absolutely amazing. Every time we stepped on the runway, the guys went absolutely crazy, and that was lifting. I genuinely felt while I was running, the guys were lifting me, and I took off, and wow. I just felt great. I mean, the other guys out there were having a bit of a problem with their run up and whatever else, and I was probably the only guy out there that was getting it right, and. Well, a bit of luck, and all of a sudden I'm Olympic champion. It's amazing.
I don't really think it's just luck, though, Greg. I mean, you train pretty hard for this, don't you?
Yes, yeah. It's definitely a lot of training and dedication that goes into it. It's sort of a 6 day a week. I get a Sunday to rest, which is quite nice. And you give up pretty much everything else around to get this. And for the times when it doesn't go right, it's very, very hard because, again, you do give up so much, and you don't get to go out and experience the fun nightlife of obviously lovely Milton Keynes and everywhere else. So yeah. All of a sudden, I've now got it all, and it's just such a great feeling.
I bet.
So, Greg, when you're running, because you're so springy, when I was like, watching it, I was watching it again and again and again, and the way that you do these run-ups and your leap, how high and how far you get. I mean, you know when you run up the stairs at home, can you do them in fours? Because I can only do two.
I'd hit my head on the bit just above my stairs, so I try not to.
What about puddles? You must be good jumping a puddle.
Well, to be honest, actually, outside of the track, if you try and do anything about warming up, muscles normally want to pop or bones break. It's very, very strange being an athlete, because normal things like running after a bus if you need to or something like that,
Don't tell me you always miss the bus.
Can you stop while I sort out my hamstrings?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just let me stretch for a moment. I need to do a couple of drills. Right, okay, now I'm ready.
Greg, we are going to Stantonbury Stadium. We're doing the 100, the 400 metres, the discus and the javelin, and we're going to have a go at the long jump as well.
Fantastic.
Now, I'm 5'4" I'm stocky. I'd like to say athletic, but I'd say stocky. Matt, how would you describe yourself?
5'10" and a little. Well, put it this way: I've lived when it comes down to my midriff.
So, I don't think we have much hope with the long jump. But any tips that you'd like to offer us, we'd gratefully receive.
Right. I think the biggest thing: just keep your head up when you take off the board,
and don't look down.
Yeah, don't look down, because that's you're going to hurt your back a little bit if you do that. To be honest, so keep your head up. Find something in the distance. If you can see sort of a skyline or something, look for that.
Okay.
Keep your head up and. Try and kick yourself in the head a little bit. That sort of
kick yourself in the head.
Yeah, well, when you're kicking out, you want to get your legs up as high
as
you can. Yeah, a little bit like that. Yeah, okay. Yeah. If you can do that, that'd be
perfect. I'm going to do all of this. This is going to be the end. I'm getting married in 4 weeks. They may be on crutches.
So you have to land.
Don't hurt yourself, please.
Okay. Greg told me to.
And Greg, you have to land with your feet forward. I can't sort of like leap like Superman and then kind of do it into a roly poly or anything. It has to be that sort of way. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. My understanding is definitely that doing Superman's